I speak to you in God's holy name, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This gospel reading has often been used as a sign of the last days. And this gospel reading also reminds us that we are coming to the end of our current church year, and we're moving towards the new beginning, for we have a new world and a new life following Jesus. And the new life following Jesus we celebrate with Jesus' birth. And it always gives us a sense of hope. And one of the themes of Advent is hope. Traditionally, Advent was a time 6 weeks long, 6 Sundays of Advent, similar to the 6 Sundays of Lent. The church shortened it down because they had a few other things they wanted to put in its place. And so next Sunday is now in the modern calendar, the Reign of Christ Sunday. It used to be called the Sunday next before Advent. But Advent traditionally is 6 Sundays long. And I'm starting the Advent series this Sunday early. In the spring, some of you may remember, I did a series on gratitude. And as I did the research on gratitude, I saw a whole section in my work on hope and realized that hope is one of those topics that we bandy about in the Christian church, but we've never spent time diving into the word hope, exploring it, and looking at its ramifications for us living in the year 2018 and forward. And hope has often been misused. And so we're going to spend the next few Sundays spending time looking at hope. Hope is all connected with love. It's connected with faith. It's also easily abused and used. So I think it's an important topic to use in our time. We are now living in a time that seems to be very difficult. We can be very pessimistic. We listen to the radio and we hear the pending doomsday about what's happening to the environment. And I've already mentioned earlier this morning about buying an electric vehicle because of that concern that we must reduce our carbon footprints as much as we can, as quickly as we can. We saw the United Nations saying a few weeks ago, we have about 12 years to repent and change our ways. And we won't do it because we get into a cycle of hopelessness. And so I thought, why aren't we listening? Why aren't we listening to this global crisis? Why aren't we responding? And there's other things that I wonder about. We live in a dark time where people are calling out what is truth and saying, well, that's your truth, but that's not really true. And so we have all kinds of debate about that. We have debate about what is news and what is false news. We have people saying, I don't have to obey the law of the land because I am a person of the land. And things like this is crazy stuff. And it's destructive to our own culture. It's destructive to our own fabric of society. And it all emerges as being a sign of hopelessness. So I thought it's important to spend more time than usual, than just one Sunday a year in the Lenten cycle, in the Advent cycle, talking about hope. One of the things that's important to remember is that hope is a state of mind. It is how we see life. It's a dimension of the soul. It's an orientation of the spirit. Hope is from within us. Hope is not congruent, not contingent upon the external world. Hope comes from within. It is a state of mind. And we live in a society, though, that has tried to circulate and form the idea of hope as being an external thing. And there is something external, and we often are all touched by it, which is known as an external hope, is an expectation and desire. And that expectation and desire is extrinsic. It's from outside of us. Any one of you who've ever bought a lotto ticket or got involved in a lottery of some description, that you hoped you might win. That's why you got involved. And you think that if I win this thing from the outside, my life will be wonderful. And when we perhaps were teenagers and dating, we thought, I hope I will find the person of my dreams, but I just have to have maybe a better haircut, or maybe I have to lose a little weight, or I've got to buy the best clothing. And we have commercialism all dependent upon that. Look at the millions of dollars spent on various forms of makeup for women and makeup for men. I mean, there's makeup for men now. So, you know, and dyeing the hair if you got hair, and oh, it goes on and on. Hope is oftentimes seen as something that is external. And there is a part, an element of hope that is external, but there's more going on than just external things in hope. Hope is also trust. And the New Testament understanding of hope is trust, which is not a word we often associate with the word hope, but it is trust. Trust in the faith in life without an expectation of a reward. We have a faith in the life that God gave to us in our creation, but we don't expect a reward in it. And that's the hope of life, the hope based in trust. Hope that's based in having something that's going to come good to you, that's extrinsic hope. Extrinsic, extrinsic hope. And that's a hope from outside gifting coming at you. If you really spend your life hoping if I do this, somebody will like me more, that's hope from the outside. Doing something in order to get a reward. I want to give to that charity there, but they have to put a big name up for me there. I want my name, a plaque on the door. If I'm going to give them some of my resources, my money, I want to see the name of my name on the door. I hope to do that. There's lots of examples. Hope is trust and faith, really, in the church with no expectation of gain. When you hope, when you're doing trust in action with no expectation of gain or reward or notice, that is intrinsic hope. And intrinsic hope is the hope that we see most dominant in Christianity. Intrinsic hope accepts the good and the bad and sees the situation as workable. We've had this crisis, but I'm not going to let it collapse me. Some of you remember the bozo clown. Remember the bozo clown? So I always have to try to live my life like the bozo clown. And that was like that weighted balloon, and you push it over, and it pops up again. So you have to have that kind of a sense. My hope is as long as I'm alive, I'm going to pop up. And that's intrinsic. All problems are workable. One of the sort of meaningful things I heard in my youth was, it's not the problem that's the problem, it's the response to the problem that is the problem. And so you always try to, as a hopeful Christian, respond in a hopeful way. So we're going to be exploring more of that. Some examples of extrinsic hope are, as I mentioned, dating and money and looks in education. If I get enough education, I'm going to be highly thought of. Blah, 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 you know. It's not, education should be to have a reward of knowledge, not to have people know about it. And we can fall into that trap. I have to admit, I had to go to a service last week, and I wore my hood, my academic hood. I really, thinking about it afterwards, maybe I didn't need to. You know, why did I put that on? It flapped around in the wind. It was quite nice, nice day. But, you know, what's the point? So, was I showing off? We all can fall into that. We have to, as Christians, as we prepare for the Christmas season, and start to think about our hope in Jesus, we have to start thinking about our own framework, our own thinking about hope. What is our own expectation? I invite us to investigate our own sense of hope as we prepare for Christmas. You know, are you making the very best turkey in hopes that that person who's always seemed to be jaded about you will really like your cooking this year and give you a reward of praise? Now, investigate what's going on for me as we prepare, like Christmas. The Christmas season, Black Friday, I think, is coming up this week. It has nothing to do with coal. It has to do with spending money and helping the merchant get into a profitable situation, getting into the black. But it's big. People, it's all about consumerism. Well, hope and sense of no hope drives a lot of what's going to happen the next few days. And we're going to see it. You're going to get measures of how much money was spent. So, is your hope about being highly regarded dependent upon something outside of you as opposed to something within you? God is often seen as an extrinsic place of hope, external God. That God is, I don't have anything, but I'm going to just not think about it. God's going to save me. You know, that's a blind, not understanding that God lives within us and that we have to put our energy into it to make things happen. That it's up to us, inspired by God, to make things happen. And when God doesn't come through, then there's a crisis of faith and people get angry. How could God let all those people die? How could God let those children starve? When really we saw it happening, and we didn't ourselves get involved. Get involved by assisting in the situation. As we go through the next few weeks, we're going to look more in depth into the idea of hope. Hope that comes from within, hope that comes from without, and how do we as faithful Christians walk through this? We have to always remember that we put our hope in God. And we also know that God, in His love, gives energy for us to live out hope as we walk as faithful people. And today, as we receive the sacrament, I pray that we are energized by the true and real hope of God living in us. May God bless us all. Amen.